This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Lebanese officials say 63 people are dead following a large explosion that rocked the port area of the capital Beirut on Tuesday. Health Minister Hamad Hassan said more than 3,000 others are believed injured in the blast that caused widespread damage in the city. A Lebanese Red Cross official said rescue efforts are underway and that people were still trapped in their homes and in other nearby structures. There's no immediate word on the cause of the blast. Some local media reported it occurred in an area of the port where fireworks were warehoused. A White House official said President Donald Trump has been briefed on Tuesday's explosion and continues to monitor the situation. The blast came as a UN-backed court is trying four people from the Shiite Hezbollah group suspected of killing Lebanon's former Sunni leader, Rafik Hariri, in a truck bombing 15 years ago. The court is scheduled to deliver a verdict on Friday. The blast also occurred during one of Lebanon's worst economic and financial crises in decades and amid escalating tensions between Hezbollah and Israel along Lebanon's southern border. White House officials and top congressional Democrats say they plan to meet again after both sides cited some progress in their effort to find agreement on a new coronavirus aid package. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters Tuesday that the White House and Democratic lawmakers have, in his words, moved closer together on five or six issues. He added they have many more to go. The two sides have been divided by the size of their proposed aid packages. Democrats are calling for $3.4 trillion in new spending. Republicans want to limit it to $1 trillion. The two sides are discussing sending out another round of stimulus payments, helping renters avoid eviction, and helping the Postal Service. This is VOA News.